Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. Thank you.
We saunter into this hour of jazz with the 1985 song Dump Cake Blues from Canadian jazz pianist, organist, composer, and arranger Oliver Jones off his album Respectfully Yours. He began banging on the keys at the age of 5 and developed his skills while studying with Oscar Peterson's sister, Daisy Peterson Sweeney. It's a good story. He hit his stride in the 80s, traveling throughout Canada and Europe, appearing at festivals, concerts, and clubs, either as a solo artist or with the trio. If you want to catch a glimpse of his travels, his tour of Nigeria was the subject of a 1990 National Film Board of Canada documentary, and I hear it's a good one. Welcome to this look into the music that makes the world a bit better off, and to this episode of Neon Jazz. This is your host, Joe Domino, coming to you from the town the Beatles sang about and Charlie Parker hailed from, right here in Kansas City, Missouri. Here to brew up some jazz for you. Featuring musicians like J.J. Johnson, Gene Jug Adams, Earl Father Hines, and many more. Here's Philadelphia-born pianist McCoy Tyner with the 1980 song One for Honor, next on Neon Jazz.
This is New York City jazz trombonist Nick Finzer. You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
That was the Belgian big band ensemble The Flat Earth Society with the 2013 song Sneak Attack of the Sponges. These guys mix the rich Belgian brass of Hafa Bra tradition with characteristic topsy-turvy creativity. Alive since 1997, they really hit an open stretch of road in 2000 with a Belgian tour, plenty of radio play, and their first release on Zonk Records called Bonk. In 2011, they toured the USA for the first time in their career. Starting off in Tampa, they went from Washington and Philadelphia to New York City, where they performed at the Lincoln Center and the Museum of Moving Image. Some cool jazz cats and good for your collection. Here's a cat always welcome to the ears on Neon Jazz. This is pianist and bandleader Earl Father Hines with the 1974 song Rosalie on a Plays Cole Porter compilation. Thank you.
This is Ferrez with it. Whenever I'm in Kansas City, I love listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino. And I hope you do too.
Don't need a thing if you ain't got that swing. Don't need a thing if you ain't got that swing. Don't need a thing if you ain't got that swing.
In a Belgian state of mind on this episode of Neon Jazz. That was Boogie Belgique with the 2013 song Swing Thang off their Time for Boogie album. Belgique is a nice mix of electro swing, hip-hop, jazz, and trip-hop, which is pretty much where jazz is going these days. Their debut album, Blueberry Hill, was released with Dusted Wax Kingdom Records back in 2012. Again, a very cool modern act that would be good for your collection. This next number on the show is a rarity, but a good one. Here's the Ned Irving Quintet with the song Reaching the Man on the Wall off a 1996 disc called Round and Round. Thank you.
How about some more neon jazz?
Do it!
That was jazz trombonist Chris Barber with his band with the song Black Cat on the Fence. Chris helped the careers of many musicians, notably the blues singer Atil Patterson, who was one time his wife. Overall, he was a significant figure in the British rhythm and blues and beat bottom of the 1960s. He's a lot like a lot of those jazz guys throughout history that were real good setup guys. In honor of the mighty donkey, here's trumpeter, drummer, composer, and bandleader, Mr. Don Ellis, with his song Donkey, off a very cool 1962 album called Essence. Thank you.
Joe Domino, Joe Domino, Joe Domino, Joe Domino, Joe Domino.
Every kiss, every hug seems to act just like a drug. You're getting to be, I have it with me. Let me stay in your arms, I'm addicted to your charms. You're getting to be, I have it with me. I used to think our love was something that I could take or leave alone. But now I couldn't do without my supply. I need you for my own. No, I can't break away. I must have you every day, as regularly as coffee or tea. You've got me in your clutches and I can't get free. You're getting to be a habit with me. You're getting to be a habit with me. Like a drug, you're getting to be a habit with me. Let me stay in your arms, I'm addicted to your charms. You're getting to be a habit with me. I used to think our love was something that I could take or leave alone, but now I couldn't do without my supply. I need you for my own. No, I can't break away. I must have you every day, as regularly as coffee or tea. You've got me in your clutches and I can't get free. You're getting to be a habit with me. You're getting to be a habit, getting to be a habit, getting to be a habit with me.
That was very talented pianist and singer Champion Fulton with the 2013 song You're Getting to Be a Habit off the Sings and Swings album. Champion's father is the trumpeter and flugelhorn player Stephen Fulton. While in high school, she worked with his bands in Iowa, where her father, as the head of the Clark Terry Institute for Jazz Studies, worked as well. In 2006, she recorded her debut album with the Sultans of Swing, led by David Berger. She's picked up some awards over the years, and she is good, and that's it, plain and simple. Up next on his show is a very talented cat. This is J.J. Johnson with the song Something for Lily. Thank you.
Thank you.
That was tenor saxophonist and pianist Ross Taggart with his trio on the 2009 song Ella's Walk. His first outing as a leader was as a tenor saxophonist with Ross Taggart and Company. And then he went on to release three other records as a leader of a band, but all were as a saxophonist. On this song, he was a pianist and he's awfully good at it. Making our way towards the end of this episode of Neon Jazz, we include one of the finest practitioners of jazz of all time. Here's the multi-talented saxophonist, clarinetist, and composer, Sidney Bechet with the tune Rockin' Chair. Again, that was a jazz prophet right there, Mr. Sidney Bechet with the tune Rockin' Chair, sending us off into the rest of our lives and away from this episode of Neon Jazz is the son of Boogie Woogie pianist Mr. Albert Ammons, his son Gene Jug Adams, with a catchy cool tune from 1970. I couldn't resist putting in this show to end things off. The tune's called The Black Cat. Thanks again for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a local Casey Jewel in any room, Mr. John Christopher. Talk to us about our show. Throw a rock into our pond and let it ripple right towards our eardrums. You can reach us at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends. Thank you.
Neon Jazz.